Well, hello and welcome to our wealth creation program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and welcome to today's program. I'm so excited about what we're going to be talking about. First of all, let me just say, when am I not excited? I mean, we have such incredible guests that come on and give of their time. You know, these people are not paid. They give of their time to just pour their heart and soul into all of you listeners out there, passing on tips to maximize results and success in your building and your organizations. And we are so excited to have Robin Cermak with us this week. Her sister, Dawn, has been on a couple of times in the last few weeks, sharing her story and educating you guys on the leadership pools. And Robin is here today to talk about how to execute a push week and what a push week is. And I'm telling you, if you're wanting some serious momentum in your organizations, this is definitely a podcast that you're going to want to listen to probably more than once, and make sure that your team builders know exactly where to find it and listen to it as well, because this has been hugely instrumental in Robin getting to 5-star Golden Circle, 2-star executive. So a little bit about Robin. She is the mommy of a beautiful 3-year-old little girl named Quincy, and she's also 26 weeks pregnant as of the recording of this with a little boy. She's due in May, and she's planning on attending Top Achievers, which she was invited to in Banff, Alberta, Canada. It's going to be an absolutely stunning trip, but we're just excited to have you with us, Robin, so welcome.
Oh my gosh, Kirsty, thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, good to have you. And I know that you and I talked it in 2016 about doing this call, and it was kind of towards the end of the year, and we wanted to kind of hold this off to the new year. I know people are in the thick of building. They've set goals. They're pushing hard between January and in August, where celebration will be taking place. And so let's just go ahead and get started and jump straight into it. And first and foremost, what is a push week?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So briefly, I sold health insurance in my former life, and we would have team push weeks about every 6 months. And it was one of those things that you dreaded because you knew it was going to be a lot of work, but you also got really excited because you knew you were going to have a record-breaking week and you were going to be bringing tons of new clients into your team. So a few times a year, our Isagenix team, we have a push week. And those looking in from the outside may hear the term and wonder if this is alluding to more of an aggressive sales style. And that is not the case at all. It's a time for our team to push together and push themselves, hopefully taking themselves to new boundaries or and past their limitations and boundaries that they put on themselves so they can see what's really possible. And I have come up, actually, I kind of used this off the internet, but I also came up with my own version of this. But I think of this acronym when I think of Push Week, and it's PUSH, P, persevere, U, understand, S, step, and H, harness. So persevere. Certainly there are times when things don't go our way. It's a lot easier to say, well, this wasn't meant to be, and give up at the beginning of a week where you're going for an extreme goal. But it takes a lot more courage to stay the course and battle the challenges that come your way and keep going after your goals. So that's the P for persevere. Understand, this one is good. It's understanding the averages. I tell people all the time, the numbers work out, they just do. The problem is that some people quit or give up before they have a chance to play it out. In a typical push week, you'll have some average days, you'll have extraordinary days, and then you'll have some tough and challenging days. The thing is, you don't know what order they're going to come in. You have no idea whether the good's going to come before the bad. And if you go into a push week understanding that, then if you have a day when your first appointment is a no-show because they forgot or they made another appointment, or a credit card doesn't go through, or you get a flat tire on your way to the next appointment, you don't let it worry you so much, because it means you've got a day coming up when the client buys 2 president's packs, 2 value packs, and then gets their whole family on board. So you just know that if you stay the course, everything will work out. So that's understanding the numbers. S is for step, and we all know this. It's stepping outside of your comfort zone. Unless you make an effort, it's natural to do what's comfortable. However, we grow the most when we step outside of our comfort zone. So this is the perfect time to do that thing that scares you the most. And after all, it's just about accomplishing a goal. It's not about just accomplishing the goal. It's about becoming who you are in the process and seeing what you can really become. And then the H in push is harness. And I love this. This is harnessing your energy and focus on your why. We all know, and we've heard about Simon Sinek wrote the great book, Start With Your Why. And then he talks about how much more powerful a why is rather than what. So don't get wrapped up in what you're doing. That doesn't give you nearly as much energy as why you're doing it. When your why has power, the how shows up. So this is the heart of what a push week is all about. It's about pushing yourself past the boundaries and seeing how far you can stretch yourself. And so that is what a push week is all about. And, you know, as we go through this call, I'm going to tell you about the execution of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love the acronym. I mean, especially, it just boils down to, obviously, commitment. I love that, understanding the numbers. I think that one team that sticks out the most in my mind as far as the numbers is the Cepedas, as well as Jimmy Smith's team, of really getting real with it. Like you said, there's going to be good days, there's going to be not so good days. And then of course, stepping out of your comfort zone and harnessing your energy and focusing on your why. Very, very powerful. So how do you execute a push week?
All right. So I have come up with 7 steps. These are my 7 steps that I did when I executed my last push week. And I think that they can be used for everyone. So step 1 out of 7 is to pick your week. Strategize when you're going to have a push week about a month out. This will give you plenty of time to plan and get your team on board to push right along with you, because that is just as important. You need your entire team pushing along with you. So when you're choosing your week, it helps if you build it around a promotion that Isagenix is already doing, like free enrollment, free shipping, or a new seasonal shake. I love when we come out with a new seasonal shake. There's just so much energy on everyone's teams around the new seasonal shake. So I was lucky enough, when I did my last push week, I knew in advance that Isagenix was going to be offering a new seasonal shake, and that was the week I was going to go for it. Also, you want to plan it around events. So if you've got a Super Saturday or an Icy University that you can also execute around, if it's the week before you're going to push, that's great. I mean, obviously, you come back from the events, everyone's fired up, your team is ready to share, you're coming back with all that knowledge and that power for, using those tools that you learned there to really go out there and really explode your momentum. So the last time I did a push week, we had Peter Greenlaw. We were lucky enough to have him coming into town, and he did a presentation the week before. And I don't know about you, but Peter Greenlaw can get a group riled up and ready to share these products with other people. So that was very exciting, and it was the perfect time. So pick your week, and you just want to make sure that you do it far enough in advance so that you can promote it, because step 2 is, again, to rally your team and to declare it to the world. This is not something that you want to keep to yourself. This is not something that you do in secret. When you do a push week, you want everyone to know. You want other teams to know. You want all your Facebook friends to know, because it's going to be big, and you're going to be doing big things, and you're going to be offering specials. You're going to be really putting it out there and giving people incentive to get started on the program and to stay on the program. So when you're selecting your week, again, you're going to be doing it a month in advance, and you want to start getting your team on board a month in advance. And it's going to take that long for you to organize who, why, and what, so you know who you're playing with and what you'll need to initially motivate them, and more importantly, how to keep them motivated when they have those challenging days that we just mentioned above, right? When they're going to have those days during the week that they might not see the possibility. And so everyone knows how powerful a team can be when they all have a common goal. And I put this out to my team when we started. I said, the whole is more than the sum of its parts, and that's by Aristotle. Organizational pundits maintain that this principle describes the synergy which exists between individuals working together in a cooperative effort. Collectively, they are able to achieve an outcome superior than that of one or two people working alone. So when you get your team in momentum and you've got everybody on board to go for their own individual goals at the same time, it's so much more powerful. And our team also believes in the magic of the universe, and that when you set up a big, scary goal and declare it to the world and are committed to doing whatever it takes to get to that goal, then the universe will give you what you need. It's amazing how consistent this is. My sister and I have done many push weeks. We've done 90-day challenges. And every time we say the universe is giving us back, whether it's a new enrollment that calls out of the blue or a past cleanser that puts in a 300 BV order, You know, you don't even know that they don't even know you're going for your big goal, or a team member that absolutely blows it out of the water, and it's always the ones that you don't expect, right, Kirstie?
Right. All right. Sweet. I love picking your week. Let me ask you a little bit more on this too, because you had suggested post event or a new product launch. What about cycles and where you're at based on volume and what week you are in the month? Because I know that, like, if you take a look at your calendar month, you know, some people might cycle more in their second week than they do in their mm-hmm. fourth week or something. Does that play into the when you pick your week as well?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, if you've got a week where you've always got your auto ships coming in and it's a big week for yourself, do that. You're going to have to look at your own team and look at your own numbers in order to pick it. Mm-hmm. These are just general guidelines to go around in case they do actually fall in the same week, you know, sure. for you to be able to, if you had to pick and choose.
Yeah.
These are just suggestions for really how to create the most momentum and create the biggest wins for your team and for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. So taking everything into consideration. I mean, can you imagine post-celebration, the week after celebration, everybody's on fire. Everybody wants to yeah. go get it. So, I mean, I love the thought of post events or new product launches. I think that's awesome. Okay. So how do you motivate and keep your team motivated throughout this process? Because obviously this is a 7-day deal. This is intense stuff going on in this week. So how do you keep people on track and keep them motivated?
That's great. I mean, but this is so much more than 7 days. 7 days is the execution. You're planning this well in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So when we did this, we actually did 4 weekly team calls leading up to our push week. Again, we had a presentation the week before from Peter Greenlaw. We had team calls set up during the event. And of course, we had a Facebook messaging thread that we communicated through nonstop during the week so that we were always in communication. You know, we were always on top of everything and we were always cheering each other on. So you'll want to do a post and shout it from the rooftops that your team is going to be doing a push week and that this is where amazing things are going to happen. And when you have an entire team pushing together, like we said, goals are crushed because everyone is working together. So the excitement and the momentum gets building and you're doing that 4 weeks in advance so they know. And, you know, I'm going to allude to this a little later, but they're going to know to get babysitters. They're going to know to not put anything on their schedule. They're going to know that that is the week that they are 100% focused on their business and what we intend to do during that week. And what I love, this kind of goes back to your question. So, for instance, having new people going for a 5-cycle bonus, this was a huge incentive for our team members. We also had team members going for a 1-star bonus and getting 10 cycles. And this week was for everyone. It just wasn't for team members who were experienced. Beginners had the same energy as people that were going for 2-star golden circle, which is so powerful because everyone could be involved. It wasn't just the people that, you know, were in it for a long time. We had newbies that were just like, I want to go. I want to be a part of this. This is something magical that you guys are creating. So everybody wanted to be a part of it. And we suggested, like I said, everyone schedule their own launch parties the week before and the week of, as well as registering for any events, health fairs, festivals, anything where they could get in front of a lot of people up to 3 weeks prior to the push week. And this ensured everyone had full prospect pipelines. So there was never anybody saying, oh, I don't have anyone else to contact. Everyone had full contacts. They had full warm and people and hot leads and people that were really ready to go. And with the incentives, and this is the truth, honestly, with the incentives and the promotions that Isagenix already has in place, it really is easy just to make your team aware of them all and say, this is the week to set your eye on the prize. Who's ready to make it happen this week? And again, we had so many team members that jumped on board and had so many rank advancements that week. It really was unbelievable. And by helping others achieve their goals, they helped me to achieve my goal, which is a simple concept of going into the week that we carry every day on this journey, right? So that brings me to step 3. Mm-hmm. And step 3 was part of this motivation. And basically, it was setting up a group team cleanse. And you know what we're all about. The Cermacs are famous for our team cleanses. So step 3 in my process was to set up a team cleanse for the week after the push week ended. And, you know, we have these themed team cleanses. So basically that was a reason for people to get started during that week so that they could get their product in time and start the week after. So we recommend if you end on, like, let's say you end on a Sunday, you want to have a week in between for them to get their product, and then you want to start that next Monday, a team cleanse. And there are, you know, obviously many different themes, but you want to have that in place so that you have something to put people into and a reason for them to get off the fence, and kind of creates the urgency of what we were trying to create during the push week. Not only did we do incentives, but then we had a reason to get them started. And this was a great way to coach over our over 50 people. We had 50 new team members that joined our team that week. During the last push week, which was pretty crazy.
So then
step four, this is a pretty easy one, Kirstie. I think everyone gets this. Work your butt off the week before on three-way calls, appointments, setting up appointments for your push week. It may be a call to push week, like I said, but it's really a 2 to 3 week process, even a month. And you want to get as many enrollments and orders ready to go in for the first day of your push week as possible. So you're going to be spending that whole week before, you know, really doing a lot of the work, doing a lot of the enrolling and a lot of the prospecting so that you're ready to go into that week and really just crush it. And then this also goes into the motivation. Step five is setting up an event. And Facebook has just become crucial in our businesses. I know that we've done social media training over and over again, and a lot of the social media has been for, you know, for recruiting and for prospecting. And it's the same thing with this, but we did it in a little bit different way. We set up an event, and we started the event two weeks before we set up the event. And we opened it up, and we asked all of our team members to invite all of their friends to join the event. And as you know, that when you set up an event and people don't say no, they see all the posts that are going into that. So I think we had 1,500 people in the event, and we just started basically promoting that we were going to be doing this this event that was going to be happening on the certain dates. And we were promoting about the amazing Isagenix products and doing product showcases. And every day we did a spotlight of before and after pictures and quick shout outs. And we did recognition for our team achievements with our product success stories. We posted a picture of a shake with a question mark on it and had everyone guessing the flavor. So everyone knew there was going to be a new shake introduced on the Tuesday of the push week. And we had all of our team members also post their individual walls. And this was a hugely successful promotion because it didn't hurt that the flavor was, of course, one of our amazing, amazing seasonal shakes that Isagenix offers. And everyone was really excited about it. They were already ordering their products. It was just a matter of them focusing on certain products and doing product spotlights. And then we also took pictures of our kids doing the drawings and posting on Facebook and having fun with it. And so it really was like a week-long party in this event, and everyone was participating and commenting and joining in. And, of course, that was all part of the fun. But if you've got all that set up, then obviously during the 7 days, you can be really, really focusing on what you're trying to accomplish. So when you're doing your push week. But the key is to have a plan during the events, you know, to have each day lined up and to really make it fun. I think that's why it was so successful, Kirstie, is because we made it fun. We made it contesty. We made it, you know, everybody was a part of it. Our families were a part of it. We were posting pictures. And it was just really exciting.
Right. Okay. So just a couple of questions for you. And that is, obviously, when you're doing these push weeks, are these specifically for people who are building the business? Obviously, I mean, because you're talking about enrolling, you're talking about goal setting, rank advancing. But obviously doing the wrapping yourselves around the incentives and promotions. But I would not probably guess that this is for your average brand new product user, right?
Yeah, you are correct. I mean, the lowest person that we had pretty much participating, I mean, they were invited to the event. So they saw the energy that we had around it, and they saw the excitement. And I guarantee you that people that were brand new after that push week, they were like, I want to be a part of this. I want to be part of the next push week. So I think that actually incentivized them to take a bigger look at sharing the products and what's possible. But yeah, the people that were actually action oriented and 100% involved, I think the lowest person was going for like a 5-cycle bonus. That was, you know, pretty much the, and we had everybody going up to two-star golden circle and 3-star. So Okay. Everybody on different playing fields, but that was the beauty of it. It wasn't just four leaders playing. It was, you know, I think we had like 35 people that were actually really going for goals that week, which was exciting.
Right. Okay. And then just also share with people, especially those that are new, that are listening in, how are you tracking your organization and those numbers and cycles and where people need to be? Because I'm not exactly sure if everybody knows where to access reports and the goods as a team leader on how to kind of keep your finger on the pulse of what's happening and who needs to do what.
Well, you've got all of your amazing reports in your back office. You've got your blueprint, and then you've got your leader's report. But a lot of it was honestly just good old-fashioned reaching out to people through, we've got business, you know, we've got our Facebook business page, we've got our Facebook product user page, and it was just asking people, hey, we're going to do this. Who wants in? And, you know, we did individual calls with people, and we found out where they were and what they wanted to do. And some people, you know, skipped over goals, you know, and we had just so many people that were, you know, going for extraordinary things, but most of it was done. I mean, we pretty much, we also reached out to our leaders as well, I should say, and asked them who they had on their team. So it was kind of, who do you know? And then, you know, through our Facebook groups, we really got a feel for it. But obviously the reports in the back office and the blueprint give us an idea of who's cycling and where they're cycling and, you know, what their rank is and whether they're enrolling other people and you know, whether they're active. And we kind of reached out to those that were really either just getting started in action or were already in action and just said, hey, we're doing this together. The momentum that we create is nothing you've ever seen before. And when we all do it together in the same week, magical, amazing, extraordinary things happen. And it's really hard to say no to something like that, right? So it kind of brings us back. So basically the end of it was the execution. And that's what I loved about it was, you know, I said to everyone who was doing it, I said, set up your command post and don't plan on leaving your command post for 10 days, you know, 3 days in advance and then 7 days for the push week. And our biggest, like I said, our biggest thing was to have fun and keep your energy high. We told everyone not to have anything on their social calendar, to have the sitters lined up for their kids and have their meals planned and ready to go. And, you know, if you have to leave the house, you know, to get away from your kids, set up a command center at somebody else's house. So you're away from the distractions and the responsibilities. Again, to set up as many three-way calls and appointments the week before, so you're putting in the enrollments the first day of the push week, and then you have your team duplicate and follow up with every single lead, call, email, text, PM, that goes back to our pipelines. I mean, we were working nonstop all day long. We were in constant communication, and I had a huge command center with a whiteboard. We were putting up enrollments that were coming in, you know, people that were rank advancing and where they were. We knew we had our finger on the pulse the whole time. My recommendation is to have a notebook that's just for push week, to have all your leads in there that you've been working for the 3 to 4 weeks prior, and keep the notes so you can send out thank you notes. This is huge because after the fact, you're going to be thanking a lot of people because it takes a village to do something like this. And I love this. You want to have your foxhole buddies. You want to have one or two people that are in the trenches with you, the people that you could call at 3 o'clock in the morning and not be afraid to wake them up to, you know, basically to talk things through and to really keep you sane through it because, you know, you're working nonstop. It's really fun. It's one of those, I kind of compare it to an all-nighter at college, if you remember that. You know, you're like, ooh, let's stay up all night and study, except for this was 7 days. So you want to have your two buddies in the foxhole with you. You want to have your cheerleaders and support team that will lift you up and remind you about why you stepped up and why you were doing in the first place. Because again, you're going to have those tough times. You're going to have those times when nothing's happening. But then that always leads into the time where you're going to have amazing things happening. And my mom and my sister showed up at 8 o'clock on Sunday night with cake and ice cream and champagne. And right at 8 o'clock, because they were like, we know you're going to do it. We know you're going to accomplish your goal. You always said you always do whatever you're going to do. But what I loved is that my mom was waving her credit card in the air and saying, how far away are you? You know, I need to place an order. You know, she was 100% there to help support and do whatever it took. So your cheerleaders are really important. And those are the people that you want around you, not only during a push week, but those are the people you want around you always.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
You always have to have the belief. Yeah, and the final thing is you have to have the belief. When you go into this week, you have to believe that failure is not an option. And I can't tell you how many times that phrase went through my head during the week. Failure is not an option. I know that I have the power to do this. I know that with this team behind me, they're counting on me, and we can do this together, that failure is not an option. And when you have that in your head, it's simple. And that anything is possible. Mm-hmm. And it's so much of a mindset going into something like this. But the execution, when you've got it all in place and you've planned ahead, makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
So
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. Well, you just shared so much. And I was like sitting here thinking like all these different thoughts. Number one, you said being up at 2 a.m, especially for those of you that have international teams. Obviously, right? You're going to want to be inviting these teams onto this. And some of them live down under. So if you have not signed your international agreement and paid your $39 or your $49 for that to be able to build in all countries around the globe, go do that so that they can participate in these fun push weeks with you and you can connect. I mean, with technology as it is today with social media and platforms like Zoom or Google Hangouts. I mean, you guys can connect face to face and see each other's beautiful faces and laugh out loud and talk and plan and coordinate and celebrate together. So I loved that. I wanted to ask you about tools because you talked about social media and to create an event on social media and invite, you know, 50 people, 1500 people into this for this push week. You know, what about the new tools app that we just launched at NYKO, which is basically like a management system where you can actually put together campaigns, uploading emails into that. Have you accessed that and used that and to be able to track teammates that way too?
I have dabbled in it, I should say. I am not an expert in any way.
It's relatively new, obviously. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but that is absolutely a great tool. I mean, I love using ICE Sales Tools. I love seeing when people open up their videos. And, you know, I haven't quite dabbled into the amazing new concepts and ways to use it. But absolutely. Zoom calls, you know, ICE Sales Tools. I mean, Isagenics, like I was saying, Isagenics gives us everything we need to succeed. It's about pulling it all together and just coming up with a game plan and really executing it. So, yes, I think ICE Sales, the mobile app is absolutely amazing.
And then going back to mindset and just pushing. I mean, obviously, if everybody comes together and you hold each other accountable, and I'm talking, you know, because there might be someone who may slack on 1 or 2 days, you know, just really hold them to these goals and the commitment. Because obviously, when you take 10 people, and let's say the goal is to enroll so many people and help so many of those hit consultant status in 7 days. Do you have any idea that in the push week together, how many new members that equates to and how much volume, team volume that equates to be able to push your cycles up, rank, advance, collect in bonuses, like you said? I mean, it's a very, very big deal. So, and that's what I just love about this compensation plan, Robin. I mean, wouldn't you agree that because of the structure of the comp plan, having two teams build deep and that you not only get paid on all of your hard work and efforts and building your team, but also everybody that comes down below you that places orders, that's your volume too. So it really allows for this team building and these push weeks to build together, right?
Oh my gosh, it's so powerful. If you tell someone you're going to achieve this goal and you have to do 10% of the work because everyone else is going for a goal underneath you and they're going to be doing the other 90%, you just have to focus on what you need to do in order to get there. It's so easy to motivate people. It's so easy to incentivize people. And you tell the next person and the next person, and then you tell everyone on it that you as a leader are going to be supporting them, that you yourself are going for a crazy goal, and that you're going to have enrollments and you're going to have extra support for them during the week. Like I said, it's really hard for people. I mean, the next time we have a push week, I guarantee you, because everyone saw the results of everyone else and they saw the fun and the excitement, we're going to have so many people just, I mean, they ask me all the time, like, when are we doing the next one? When are we doing the next one? So like I said at the beginning, sometimes, you know, in my past career, you know, you kind of dreaded it because you knew it was going to be an intense week. You knew it was going to be a lot of work, but you also knew it was going to be a record-breaking week and that, you know, new limits were going to be set and that bars were going to be raised. And so now when we talk about push week, there's no negativity around it at all. It's all positive. It's all exciting. And people just want to roll up their sleeves and they want to get to work and they want to get in there and they want to experience what it feels like to be doing something with the power of a team. And really quick, the last step, because I only got to step seven. Step number seven is to celebrate, Kiersey, because there's nothing better than setting an impossible goal that makes you sick to your stomach and then hit it along with your favorite people on your team and have them have their personal best weeks and hitting their goals. It's a win-win. So get out there and think up an impossible goal and then make it happen, because it is a powerful, powerful concept to work together.
Absolutely. I so agree with all of this. So much fun. One story comes to mind, and that was Danielle Thompson, one of our Isagenics millionaires. We were standing backstage one time and we were talking about her rank advancing up, and she's like, and they were doing push weeks as well. Same kind of thing, just little different little tweaks here and there. And she said that she remembers when they were just going for it. And her two accountability partners were her sister, Kelly Dickerhoof, and Jani Elo. And here they had these goals set. And all of a sudden, Danielle just decides that she had had enough and needed to take a day off. And so she stopped answering calls and texts. And all of a sudden, you know, she finally, after, I don't know, a couple calls, picks up the phone. It's her sister, Kelly, and Jani. And they're like, what are you doing? What, you know, how come you're not answering any of your texts and calls? And she's just like, guys, you know, I've just kind of hit my limit. I'm just kind of maxed out. I'm burnt out. I just need a little bit of time. And they're like, oh no, you don't. You know, that is a state of mind. You need to shift your mindset right now and pull yourself back on track. This is a temporary goal and push right now. We need you. And she was like, you know what? You're right. And boom, she was back to work again. And so it's kind of like when Robin is talking about the mindset, it's really about all in and moving forward. Is it tiring? You know, is it exhilarating? It's a lot of things. But you're going to feel so good about where you land at the end of 7 days. And when you do this over and over again, you're going to watch your organization expand over and over again. And so, Robin, how many push weeks do you think you did in 2016?
In 2016, we only did two. We like to keep them spaced out because we really want them to be intense.
Yeah.
So we only do two a year. And depending on what's happening, you know, that's when we do it. But I'm pretty much thinking that there's going to be one coming up on our team pretty soon here, Kiersey.
Yeah.
Pretty soon we're going to be having a new one. So
good.
It's going to be exciting. Yeah. And I love that. As leaders, like you were saying about with Danielle, I mean, it's all about lifting people up when they're having a day like that and celebrating on their good days and helping them on their not so good days. And because for 7 days or, you know, for a month, it's not easy to stay up the whole time. So that's what the team is all about. And we lift each other up. And we lift each other up every day on our team. It's just so powerful. And which is one of the reasons why people stay and why they enjoy it so much, is because of the community, the love, the sisterhood, the brotherhood, the, you know, everything that goes into what you're doing. And the bonds that you make during these push week. I mean, when you're in the trenches with your team and doing this and through the blood, sweat, and tears, so to speak, you come out closer than ever. And that's something that is priceless. That is, it's on top of the rank advancement, on top of the record breaking, it's on top of the achievements, the relationships that you're building doing something like this is absolutely extraordinary. So
absolutely.
Add that one on.
Yeah, wonderful. And of course, with all of that, like you said, it all goes back to your why. I mean, if you're just like doing it just to do it, if you're not emotionally attached to anything on what you're working towards and what your vision is and where you want to be with your life in the future, you have more of a chance of stumbling and falling along the way. And Rod Hairston just did a podcast with us not too long ago talking about this, that focus on your vision and your why big time. And then that way things just happen. Like you say, you declare it and manifest it and watch it happen. So definitely get your why down so you can focus and really take that in on those moments where you're just like maybe a little tired or not feeling it right in that moment, to keep you to keep you motivated. So much that you shared today, Robin. I'm so excited. And for those of you that are listening in, go and plan and do, and definitely let us know how it goes. We want to hear your success stories. So email us at corporate and keep us posted on that. And any last and final closing thoughts today, Robin?
Your mind is a very powerful thing, and when you set your mind to something and you believe without a doubt that you can achieve something, you can make it happen. And that's when you put that into your business every single day, magical things will happen. So
wonderful.
That's what I'd love to leave you with.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you again for being with us. You're so sweet. And happy baby baking. And I don't think I'm going to see you anytime soon until celebration. So can't wait to see lots of photos. I'll keep up with everything on Facebook with you. And again, thank you for being with us today.
Oh my gosh, Kirstie, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much. It's always great talking with you.
Yeah, you too. And of course, everybody that's listening in, thank you for being with us, taking time out of your schedules. I know that some of you individuals out there, you're at the gym, you're listening to this while you're working out, or you know, some of you mamas might be tending babies right now or folding laundry. We just want to congratulate you on your success with your business thus far, and go out and get it. 2017, why wait? The year is young and you've got so much that you can accomplish. So have fun and best of luck and success. Until next time, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.